You're listening to Women Heard, presented by New York Women in Communications. I'm your host, Julie Hochheiser Ilkovich. And today we have three, not one, not two, but three incredible guests who are here to talk about a new New York Wiki program called Roadmap for Change. And we're also going to talk all about the New York Wiki scholarship. So I want to start by introducing my guests. They are Maria Ungaro, who is Vice President of Member Engagement at Licensing International and also Vice President of Scholarships and Grants at New York Women in Communications. Liz Kaplow, founder and CEO of Kaplow Communications and also a past president of New York Wiki. And Brianna Boone, who is a senior at Temple University and also a 2022 and 2023 New York Wiki scholarship recipient. Congratulations, Brianna.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to be talking to you all today. Really thrilled to be introducing this program to our audience. But before we dive into that, I want to make sure we ask each of you a question that we ask all of our podcast guests. And I'd love for each of you to answer this. So it is, what you think the biggest challenge facing women in the workplace today is? I'll start with you, Maria. What do you think that challenge is?
Well, I'd say like most women, my greatest challenge is work-life integration. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, with flexible work arrangements, that's eased a bit. But sometimes I still wish that there was more than 24 hours in a day.
I get it. I know. I'm like, we try on this podcast to creatively give that a new name of like what it is, because it like isn't working. Balance? There's not really balance. I don't know. It's not work-life balance.
It's never balance. That's why you got to try to integrate.
Integration is a good word. I'm going to take that. I am going to steal that. And Liz, what do you think that the biggest challenge facing women is?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a different sort of similar, but it's like a little bit of a different spin on it, which is that, you know, women really want to stay in the workplace. They want to have well-rounded full careers and a sort of 360 life. But it is just so darn hard. And so, you know, there's that saying, you know, women can have it all, just not all at the same time. And I think, you know, the problem is trying to have it be everything, trying to have it be perfect. It just, we don't really have the support systems in place for all of that to be happening at the same time. So it is a great challenge, but not one that we can't overcome through supporting each other, through organizations like New York Women in Communications, through building strong cultures where we have role modeling and show our real stories and vulnerability. But it certainly is not easy. And I think that it is okay to say that and really help each other towards a better goal.
I think that's a great point. Mm-hmm. Like being openly vulnerable, talking about it. I think yes. The worst thing that we do to each other as women is like pretend it's okay or that we're doing it all. Cause guess what? We know we're not, but, or that's very challenging, or that if you are, it's very challenging. So I think that openness and honesty among women is so, so important. I love that point. And Brianna, you're going to be diving right into the workplace, right? Yes. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this as well.
Yeah, coming from my perspective, from someone who has yet to reach the real workplace yet, I think getting there is a challenge, truthfully. Having that seat at the table, I work at career services at my university, and talking with post-grads or people who are getting ready to reach the workplace, it seems like the job market can be a little bit tough right now. I'm hearing people, you know, putting in thousands of applications and not hearing back. So it's kind of an interesting time after the post-pandemic shift for people to really hit into the market. And I also think we've kind of reached a place in society where we understand that a lot of factors can work against you if you don't fit into a box. And I think that's what we're really trying to tackle here with Roadmap for Change. And that can be a real challenge too, because sometimes it isn't you. And sometimes it is just, you know, kind of other things that might be going on to factor into that. So I think just getting there is honestly pretty hard right now.
Thank you for that. You have the unique perspective that we do need to see of people who are looking, diving into the workplace, how that feels for women who are starting. And that's a perfect transition into our topic for today, which is this Roadmap for Change program and also the New York Wiki Scholarship Program. So Maria, I'd love to talk to you, have you start in your role as the VP of Scholarship and Grants for New York Wiki. You oversee the organization's annual scholarship process. Can you tell us about the New York Wiki scholarship program and what you think makes it unique?
The scholarship program is my favorite thing that we do at New York Wiki. It's core to who we are as an organization, helping women advance at every stage of our career. Since 2000, we've been giving out more than $2 million in scholarship funds to near 400 students. I mean, it's incredible.
Wow.
And it's the largest scholarship program for women in the communications industry in the country. So it's pretty amazing.
It is truly, truly amazing. And Brianna, you have received, as I mentioned, the scholarship twice, which is also amazing. Can you share a little bit about your experience? What really stood out to you throughout this whole experience?
Yeah, of course. I think New York Wiki is so special in their dedication to our futures. As being someone who's won this twice, has really seen that they really want you to succeed. They're there as a support system to kind of huddle around you and want to support you through your academic and pre-professional career, which is a very standout factor. They kind of just don't, you know, hand you the scholarship and keep it moving. They really want to invest in your future, because I feel like New York Wiki really sees this as being the next generation of the future leaders. And I feel like they really value that. You know, the Matrix Awards was so special. We felt like little Matrix royalty, which is so unheard of, because usually you're just like the little scholarship winners. And of course the honorees are there that we as scholarship recipients all look up to, but it was really nice to get to feel so special. And even being the past president's scholarship recipient this year is really intuitive to what New York Wiki is trying to speak to when they give out these scholarships, investing in my future, you know, feeling like I carry these traits that could one day be a New York Wiki president. I mean, not only is that flattering, but I think that really shows what New York Wiki is all about. So I think that's so special.
We have no doubt that you will be president one day and a Matrix winner.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
You heard it here first. We will save this recording so we can reflect upon that. I will play to the Matrix Awards when you win your Matrix.
Oh my goodness.
Liz, you have been a dedicated member and leader within our organization, our community, for many years, and Kaplo has so generously sponsored a New York Wiki scholarship for several years. Can you tell us more about the origin of this new Roadmap for Change program? Well, first of all, really what it is and what your vision is for the program.
Okay. So interestingly, from right off of what Brianna was talking about, the Roadmap for Change apprenticeship program started a couple of years ago. And actually, Brianna Boone was our very first recipient of that. So this has been going on sort of as a test, if you will, a new case for it for the last few years. And it has been a huge success. And the idea is that no matter, you know, how much we have tried, we are still challenged by bringing in more diversity into the communications industry. And so, yes, while Kaplo has sponsored the scholarship, the New York Wiki scholarship, for many years, we wanted to take it that step further with this program, which would actually be an apprenticeship to have young women experience really being exposed to the industry and to be exposed to public relations at Kaplo. And so we really believe that this kind of hands-on experience will lead to that change, hence Roadmap for Change. We are so excited about it. Kaplo has devoted a lot to thinking about inclusivity at our agency and in the industry. We have a task force that really has been so devoted to this. It's not been easy. So when Brianna came in for our scholar, she really gave a lot of great feedback to help shape this program as a scholar to really what would be the most meaningful for her. And so I'll give you a couple of quick examples. We want it to be a win-win for the apprentice and also for the brand. And so, you know, she talked about, if you don't mind my saying so, Brianna, you can add to this, yes. You know, yes. Wanting to go in a couple of different directions in yes. communication. She has so many talents. And so, you know, I don't even know if PR was what she had her sights on, but we talked about how that summer could be a really great opportunity to learn. And so she said, you know what? Love to do this. And I'd love it if my manager was someone who is more starting out, maybe not somebody who has right, you know, VP and up. I want to be able to understand what my first or second job could be. And so we did that. We thought of an assignment that would be good for the agency, but also that Brianna was interested in. At the culmination of the summer, she presented Gen Z Insights to the entire agency. And so this was something where Brianna was able to get, I believe, and I want you to speak to this too, Brianna, yes. but yes. to really get such great hands-on experience and have it be that value, and also maybe have her understand an aspect of communications that she wouldn't have known through just the academic, that it's not an important education she's getting, it is, but it isn't as hands-on as actually having an apprenticeship.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I could add on to that, I think that's what a lot of people in my position struggle with, is getting that exposure. We don't know where to turn, especially I was on track. I'm a journalism major. So I was on track to be a hard-hitting news anchor and news reporter. And then I kind of found that that wasn't what I wanted to do. So I went into full crisis mode because I was like, oh my goodness, where do I turn? Because there aren't really many pathways or many roadmaps to set up for yourself to get exposure to different kinds of fields. When I had won the scholarship and the Kaplow scholarship, I was like, wow, they're a public relations agency. I don't know anything about public relations. I don't know anything about this. I don't even know what public relations is. How do I learn about this? And that's when we really started to work together to really expose me to different members of Kaplow, EVPs, to junior level employees, just to really see what is out there. What did they do? And I remember asking all of them, what was their story? Because a lot of them had stories actually similar to mine. And it was so comforting because, you know, not everybody went to university for 4 years, studied public relations, and then went on and did it professionally. A lot of people had kind of different paths as we do in life. So that was so comforting for me and gave me so much confidence going into the rest of the year to say, okay, now I've familiarized myself a little bit. Let's take this full force. And they took me under their wing, truthfully. And I was able to really experiment and have fun with it and work with my manager and with the entire Kaplow team to try and see what my strengths were and how we could use those, but also challenge me in a lot of ways.
That's so fabulous. I think, I mean, all of it is incredible. And what an exciting experience to have. I think also something that you all have talked about that we don't talk a lot about on this podcast, but I would love to talk about more, is like when you're entering into especially communications with all these different fields that you might not be exposed to, especially PR, because I feel like when you're growing up, you're not like, I know what PR is. It's kind of happening to you. Like you're experiencing it from the other side. I was a PR major, but I didn't know about PR until I got to school. But it's just, I think a lot of the struggle getting young students in, especially diverse students, is like them even knowing about the opportunities. So having this program, just again, awareness, what are the jobs and what are the opportunities, and not just like, oh, you know, I know about this, like in communications, especially, I know about magazines, I know about newspapers, I know about journalism, you know, TV journalism, but that is, it's an incredible path to create. And I'm so excited for this program. Logistically, is it something that scholarship students apply for, or is it part of the scholarship program overall?
It'll be part of the scholarship program overall.
Okay. So students who apply for scholarships and are awarded scholarships will then be placed in different organizations as part of Roadmap for Change.
Into the path, correct.
Got it. Awesome.
And that's also if a brand chooses to go that route, we're still happy for a brand to support. Is that correct, Maria, in any way? But
yeah, we're open to lots of brands come in.
Exactly.
You heard it here.
Whoever wants to support it anyway, we're so welcome. But I just want to add one thing to what you said, Julie, because I think it's so important. It goes back to the mission of New York Women in Communications, which is to support women at every stage of their career. And also, we are the only organization that is this incredible umbrella for all of these different verticals that make up comms, from marketing to digital, advertising, public affairs, public relations, journalism, some more traditional to your point, Julie, and some not as clear. And so, you know, the idea is, yes, you are able to give a young person, you know, that opportunity to learn, but also what a great way to recruit new talent in and really find these wonderful scholars. So I think it is that win-win.
It's really great. And one thing that I think is just so interesting and unique is like this concept of mentorship with someone else who's earlier in their career. So, I mean, New York Wiki has an amazing mentorship program and the mentors are all at different stages, but I think that concept is so great. Never really thought about it in terms of what really happens early in your career. Like, it's very easy to be aspirational to where you want to end up. Brianna, I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about like the value you received from that, because I do think that is just so, so unique. And you would learn so much even just day to day from a mentor who's a little bit closer to where you will be in the next few years.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is one of the most transformative aspects of this entire program, was having someone that I felt I could relate to on a certain level. My manager literally felt like my older sister. She was like my older sister's age. So I felt like I could relate to her and connect to her on that level. And there's kind of this added cushion of comfort. I'm sure we can all relate to at some stage in our early careers, being kind of intimidated or overwhelmed by those in those senior positions, especially, you know, when it comes to asking questions, like me, who didn't know anything. So there was a lot of questions to be asked. It can be a little bit overwhelming. So I really liked that kind of dynamic where it felt easier to go to my manager about things. Also, I feel from their perspective, they feel inclined to help because they were just in my shoes not too long ago. So I think that's also a very nuanced aspect of it that I can't speak for my manager, but I'm sure she felt the same way because she was just in my shoes not that long ago. She completely understands, you know, it was just yesterday when she was an undergrad looking for jobs and doing the same thing. So I feel like that really allowed her to help me. It also really helped me see what my first job might look like. I know we spoke to that a little bit earlier, but really helped me get that realistic perspective because she was kind of my point of reference. I got to, you know, go throughout my job and say, okay, well, if I were to work here, I'd be doing cool stuff like she's doing, even at her stage in her career. So I thought that really added realistic, genuine perspective, as well as having that nice little security blanket, for lack of better words.
No, it's so great. And I can imagine the level of comfort is just different. And you might be more comfortable asking questions that you might not be asking at like someone yes. who you're talking to at the executive level. So mm-hmm. I really think that is an incredible and unique aspect of this particular program, which is so, so, so great. Liz, anything else you want to share about the actual Roadmap for Change program? Anything else that you all did or doing to continue to grow it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, look, internships have been around forever. And I think some with success and then other times not. We've all, you know, there are a lot of learnings around that. I think what's different and why we call this an apprenticeship, and it's sort of important to think of that nuance, is, you know, it's really meant to have that kind of hands-on value. And so what I would say for any partners who are interested, when Maria comes calling, to really think about, you know, if you're going to embark on this with the New York Wiki Scholar Apprentice, is to think about really being very specific. You know, I think just sort of going in, there are internships where you're not really sure as the recipient, what is tangible about it. So I think be specific, clearly communicate what the expectations. That is why, as I mentioned before, Brianna and Aaliyah last year spoke to the agency and did this project where, you know, they worked towards it throughout the summer and then made a presentation, I think that that enables a sort of tangible output of the apprenticeship. Be strategic when creating assignments for the apprentice and really look at, you know, leaving time for questions, leaving time to discuss how it could actually work. And then just communicate openly back and forth, yes, with the manager. And what Brianna had mentioned about spending time, you know, a little time maybe asking the story of some senior people. Brianna and I spent time together. That was so much fun for me. And I really learned from her so much. And I think that that reciprocal relationship is important. And then that manager she mentioned, that mentor where she could relate, I think, I know we've reinforced that a few times, that really is of great value. So look, it's not without some investment in it of time, not only just for the scholar, financial investment, but it is, it does what you put in on both sides ultimately will come out. But that is why we have tried to template this a bit and give this kind of roadmap, if you will. And you will find on the New York Wiki website that there is a statement about this and steps to take. Again, very happy for any brand agency within communications to make it their own. This is not in any way something that they have to fully subscribe to, but we did want to give a sense of a tangible roadmap to follow, you know, as the inaugural agency for this partner program that we're just thrilled to have launched.
No, that's great. So if an organization wants to come in and do it within their own company, New York Wiki is going to help you set it up, correct?
Exactly.
Like we have, you will have the tools. Do not be, do not be overwhelmed by this.
No, I think that is, you have your partner in Maria, right? Maria, you're going to get in there and make it happen.
We will provide the resources.
Amazing. And you'll be the luckiest person in the world because you'll get to work with Maria. So everyone wins if you take on this program. That is, that's great information to have for anyone who's listening who might be interested, that we will provide the tools and you will. But like you said, Liz, I mean, I think you will need to kind of think about what the projects within your organization are that should get done and who the key players are that could mentor and help with this particular apprenticeship. Maria, more about the New York Wiki Scholarship Program. What makes organization and the program uniquely positioned to partner with Caplo and these future companies on Roadmap for Change? What is New York Wiki, you know, what are they thinking about and doing in terms of support that they can offer for individuals who are early in their career for scholarships and beyond?
So we've been funding scholarships here at New York Wiki for almost 25 years.
Crazy.
And many of the scholarships, I know, it really is. And many of these scholarships have come with internships from incredible companies like Caplo, IPG, and Hearst. But with this roadmap for change, it will provide guidelines that will support an enhanced communications internship and experience. And it will just provide a greater sense of belonging for that student, which is why we think it's so valuable. And you know what New York Wiki offers young professionals and those who are early in their career is our Rising Star membership, which is free to young women under the age of 26. It's an incredible value. Membership provides you with access to mentors, programming, career coaches to help you advance your career resources, people like Liz to talk to. It's great. It's such a great value.
That's fabulous. And you're also lucky if you get to talk to Liz. So this is all.
Oh, and right back to you, Julie.
Well, thank you.
We could do this every morning.
I would love every Friday to start this way, honestly. And I have, you know, learned and really grown so much with New York Wiki. So listeners of this podcast know I cannot express my gratitude enough, but I think that what's exciting to me is that it continues to grow and change and new programs are launching to keep up with what's happening in the real world of communications. And so I'm just so thrilled that we can be here talking about it today. Liz, I also wanted to ask you about your own advice for other leaders, other companies. We've talked so far, you know, that this is open to other organizations to start. But in addition to this program, like, what other advice do you have for organizations who are looking to expand career opportunities for the next generation of candidates, especially from diverse backgrounds?
You know, let me say this. It just doesn't necessarily always happen naturally. You've got to get out there again. This is why I love New York Wiki so much. Those young professionals, those scholars, women in the middle of their career, all the way up through Matrix, is this sort of intergenerational mix of ideas and building relationships. And Julie, you know, because we've known each other so long as friends and colleagues, and we've had a sort of mentor-mentee relationship at times, which I love so much.
Me too.
Stay connected to this. You know, women supporting other women, that's just really what it's always been about. And so if you're out there and you're trying to change the paradigm and get new people in, women in the pipeline, and you've got to sort of lean into that idea by getting out there, connecting, mentoring, continuing to support. And I am so proud of this connection with Brianna, and that she is that inaugural recipient. And I want to say, as an outcome of that, and announce here that Brianna is going to be working at Kaplow when she graduates.
Yay!
She didn't know I was going to say it, right, Brianna?
I was literally crying.
Yeah, it's a proud big of you. Thing, and it really exemplifies what we're saying about if you go out there and you make these connections and you try and you connect with New York Wiki and others in this way, really good things will happen. And Brianna is will be a great and valued addition to our agency.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
It is so exciting.
I mean, she did know, but she didn't know I was going to announce it.
Oh my God. What if you announced that here? I would have just been like breaking news. I would have gotten this podcast live today. Oh, congratulations. That is exciting. And honestly, like, that's how it should go. You did the work,
exactly.
You put it in, you networked, you did the internships, apprenticeships, and this is the result. And as we're talking, Brianna, I was just thinking, you know, what advice would you give? And I'm totally putting you on the spot here, but yeah. From your experience, because especially, I mean, I was thinking this before we had the big announcement, mm-hmm. Congratulations, but I think, as we've been talking, I was thinking, like, what advice would you give to other students beyond, you know, applying for the scholarship? Of course, great opportunity. But what have mm-hmm. you learned has, like, worked, hasn't worked in terms of, like, networking and meeting people and growing essentially your network to build towards your career?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think there's a lot of important things to look out for and questions to ask, of course. Number one, I am so excited to be continuing on with Kaplow. This is so I'm so grateful, so thankful. And I think it really shows the full circle of what this apprenticeship can do, because they really started me from the ground up and I made it all the way here. I would have never imagined, but it was amazing because from the second I met Kaplow, I knew that this was somewhere that was going to value me and that I was going to learn and grow. And I think those are two really important things to focus on. As far as like networking goes, because that's such a buzzword and so many students come to asking me about it, how do we network, do's and don'ts. I think it's just important to put yourself out there regardless. Any connection could be a good connection. Any opportunity could be a good opportunity. It's all about your mentality, because not everything might be what you sign up for, but you have to put yourself out there regardless. You will never know what you want to do if you don't do anything. So that's what we're constantly telling our students, go out there and try everything. Maybe you want to be a producer, but the job there is only to be an MMJ, or maybe you want to go into PR, but the only job that they have for you is in social media. Try everything, do everything, expose yourself as much as you can, because you'd be so surprised, like I was, about the people that you'll meet along the way. And I think that's really, really imperative for people like young professionals like myself to understand that, you know, any exposure could be good exposure. And that's really the best way to try and get your foot throughout the door. And like I said, just looking out for how they value you as a young professional, as a potential intern. Will they have real projects, hands-on work? Will you really feel like you're leaving with those hard skills that will help you land that full-time job? That was something that was really important for me. You don't want to do an internship that's just busy work, or maybe they don't really have their projects aligned for you. So I think that was something really good to make sure that you ask questions about. And also, especially if you're coming from like an underserved group like myself, I am Black, I'm Latina, and I wear it proud. And unfortunately, we don't always get the same opportunities all the time. And not all companies reflect our values. So I think it's really important to don't be afraid to ask questions. What are your DEI initiatives? What does that look like? What kind of projects do you work on? Are you invested in me as a candidate? And I think that's also really, really important to consider to make sure that your values align. And at the end of the day, you will learn and grow as an intern, as a young professional. Really important.
I think the asking questions is such a good point, because I think people are scared to do it. But I always like to say, like, you're also choosing them when they're choosing you at a job or even a career. So to that point, I think it's worth the work of anyone looking to network, even if you're having like a networking coffee, to have the list of questions of what are the things you want to know, and not to be scared to ask. Like you said, like, I think a lot of people would be scared or nervous to say, ask about your DEI initiative, but like, then you're going to have to go to that job every day, by the way, and spend more time with them maybe than your own family. So it is important that it aligns with their values. So I think that is really such a good point and really good advice. Mm-hmm. And Liz, I would just like to say, you're just like doing the thing. Like, you are helping grow young women's careers. I mean, including my career. I you are doing the thing for me too, but just to really, I did not know my Friday morning would get so emotional, but just to hear the story of like, obviously, you know, I know about the New York Wiki Scholarship Program, really proud of Brianna for growing within it, but then to really have that go through all the steps, meet all the people, build the network, and then to be brought into your first job in the space that you want to be with amazing women. Like, it is just a story.
We're very proud. We're really proud of this program. We're shouting it from the hills. We've got Maria, you know, really excited. And it is a chance to do something tangible versus talking about it. And we really, our hope is that the industry will join in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I am going to shout it from the rooftops. We will promote and promote. Mm-hmm. And when we're not talking about New York Wiki programs, this is a career advice podcast. So I wanted to spend a little time having a fun chat now that we've gone through all the details and made the announcements of the exciting new job, just to talk about some job and career stuff. So I would love to go around and talk about the best jobs we've ever had and the worst jobs we've ever had so far. So Maria, start with you. What is the best job you've ever had? And if you've had a job you haven't liked, what's the worst job you've ever had? Because we've all had them, even if it's like your high school summer job. It's a job.
Well, I'm not sure I've ever had a worse job, but one of my most interesting was when I was an intern at a law firm back when I thought I wanted to be a lawyer. And they used to send me out to serve subpoenas and legal documents to unsuspecting folks. And so that was always interesting.
And Liz, how about you?
Yeah, I think the best is my role now. You know, I've been at this for a long time. Our agency is in its 32nd year.
Wow.
But now I think it's the best because, I have a chance to work with the teams and the clients and really be our team's biggest cheerleader, be that kind of player coach that I just so love, have the chance to be that mentor to Brianna, to, you know, so many young women, and learn from them. Like I said, I think it's really at its best now, you know, sort of learn how to take some punches, learn how to recover and be resilient. You know, you get that, you know, like a well-worn shoe, if you will, after a while. I think the worst, maybe I don't want to say the worst because I think there are learnings from this, but probably the toughest is one summer when I sold shoes on Fifth Avenue, like during the lunch hour, and had to deal with the stock room. And you know me, like I like to get dolled up and accessorized. It did not work well for that. You know, and I'm like in the back running up and down the ladder. I mean, you have no idea what the stock room of shoes, like for Baker shoes in those days. I don't know if it's around anymore, but that was really a challenge. But again, like you learn a hard day's work, you know, you learn from everything that you do. And so some of those harder cut your teeth kind of jobs, even early on in PR, where so much of it was administrative or so much of it was, you know, that kind of research or whatever. I think all of these things that are tough at the time are good learning experiences.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It shapes who you are and your future career. And Brianna, I know you're just jumping in, but
yes.
What what are your thoughts on this?
Actually, my best job that I've ever worked has to be a tie. It has to be a tie. I'm sorry. It has to be a tie between interning at Cavlo. I just had the most amazing experience there. I had so much fun. It was so cool working with clients. I've just never done anything like that. And I fell in love with data and analytics. I love it all. So that, of course, was amazing. But a special place in my heart also for the Klein College Career Center here at Temple. I love my job in career services. I love working with students. I love being a peer mentor and going to work every day, just getting questions about resumes, internships, jobs, applications, whatever it is. I love being that resource for students. We also have a great mentor there. Shout out to Luann Kahn, who told me about New York Wiki. So she is phenomenal. And that job is totally amazing. Would not have it any other way. My worst job, however, was definitely working at my little local pizzeria, starting at like the ripe age of 16 or 17 years old, getting screamed at every day from customers that they didn't have their half pepperoni, half plain slice, whatever it is. That job was absolutely crazy. I was basically managing there. It was DoorDash, Uber Eats. I was working there during the pandemic.
Oh,
hot mess on wheels. Would not recommend.
I would think like... got you where you are today. I would also think like pizza brings me so much joy. I cannot imagine being angry in a pizzeria.
When, if you are in the New York, New Jersey area, you know people do not play around about their pizza. So it's
good point.
Okay. Not easy.
Fair. Maybe I've never been wronged yet in my pizza situation. Oh, that's so amazing. Yes. Well, all of them brought you where you are today. And I can't believe how fast the time is flying on this episode. I wanted everyone to have an opportunity to give a little career advice. So either your own career advice or a piece of career advice you've received. I always also like to ask if there's like a piece of career advice that you have received that you really were like, I should not follow this, or you did and it didn't work out. We'll take it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we'll go backwards. And Brianna, I'll start with you about any career advice you've received that you want to share with our audience today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this really hit me at a conference I went to this summer in DC. And one of these speakers there, he had told us to write your goals in pencil, not pen. And that really hit home because I am someone who loves a plan. I am super type A Virgo. So I love having everything written out and planned. My goals were like written in Sharpie before he told me this, literally. But afterwards, I really thought about it. And I think it's a really impactful piece of advice because what I've learned from being on this journey in college with Cablo, doing the thing, is that things will change. Things will not go as planned. So write your goals in pencil, not pen, so you can kind of erase, start over, scratch out. I just love that piece of advice. And I feel like that's useful for anyone who might be really resonating with what I've been saying throughout this episode. I think the worst piece of advice, I don't know if it's the worst, but maybe it just, to me, I don't know, I would say is stick with what you're doing. I just am somebody who always wants a challenge. I'm a risk taker. I think you should always be challenging yourself and not get too comfortable. So I think to say to stick with what you're doing, even though it might be good, I'm just a go-getter who's like, things could always be better. So I would say if you want to stick with what you're doing, sure, but LeBron James didn't become LeBron James from sticking with what he was doing. You gotta go for the best, go for the gold. So
absolutely. Well, there's a lot of, that's why I always ask about, I don't want to call it the worst career advice, but like career advice that people give out that might be cliche that if you actually take it to heart, like it could prevent you from growing, changing, succeeding. And I've heard a lot of that, a lot of those in my day, which is how this question came to be. Thank you for sharing all that. Liz, how about you? What's your best and maybe not best?
I'm going to start with the worst.
Okay.
You know, I think this is very familiar sort of advice that has been out there for the ages, which is fake it till you make it. I think that's bad advice. I believe that you show up having done your homework, being prepared, being ready to anticipate. But if there is something you either don't know or where you see you have to sort of take a moment, don't fake that. Like, show, as we said before, it's okay to be vulnerable. Show up ready, but then be genuine, you know, be real. And I think that kind of leads into my advice, which is, you know, really show up with who you are. And going back to what we were talking about before, as a mentor, as a generation where we need to telegraph for young women, some of the obstacles along the way, the challenges or vulnerabilities. Otherwise, young women will see a perfect picture and that may dissuade them from moving forward. But if we want to keep the Virgos like Brianna and me, right, in the workplace, we have to show that it isn't always perfect. And so my best advice is work hard, you know, do your homework, be prepared, remember sort of the foundation of what we may consider old school, roll up your sleeves, hard work, but also as you go, understand that that there will be obstacles along the way. And we have to just stay in the game, be resilient, and be who we are so that we can continue bringing that next generation along.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. I mean, and people can tell if you're not you, if you're not genuine, it really will impact. So I love that advice. That reminded me, fake it till you make it, reminded me just that when I started my first big New York job at 17 Magazine, I had never used a Mac computer before and only a PC. And I just never asked anyone how to do it. Like, I could not figure out how to save a picture to my desktop for like a month. And now that I'm like, why? But I was, you know, I was nervous. Why didn't I ask? Why would I, like, there was no reason that was the expectation. It wasn't a requirement of the job, but I was just like, I am just going to never ask anyone. And I would say, learn from my mistakes. Just ask. People are not, you know, people are going to help you. They're going to be open and you'll be much more successful. I wasted probably a month of my life trying to figure out how to drag an image to my desktop. Okay, Maria, what is your advice?
So worst advice is, I was told one time, this is just how it is. And basically to, you know, keep my head down and do my job and not rock the boat. And that is absolutely the worst advice. If you see something that needs to be changed or you can make some great recommendations, you absolutely should be doing that. So that was the worst advice. But the best advice I've been given is, and I've heard a lot of great advice over the years, thank goodness, is to stay curious and try new things, always be open to new opportunities, because you just never know where they will lead.
I love that. That's so good. Talking to so many women on this podcast, like, I think that piece of advice, not necessarily that they've given it, but those who have followed it have had just like incredible success. I mean, if that is the attitude, like that would be kind of like the thread among their career stories. So I think that is great. Thank you guys so much for sharing your advice, for sharing your time today. In terms of Roadmap for Change and the scholarship, so you can go to our website, nywici.org, which is nywici.org, for more information. Anyone have anything else before we wrap up that you want to share with our audience?
I just want to thank you, Julie, for this podcast all these years, you know, to be able to extend and amplify the women you've come across who are involved with the organization and have them reach a wider audience. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's been so much fun.
Yes, thank you.
I love doing it. I have the extreme honor of speaking to amazing women. It is such a joy in my life. And so thank you so much for your feedback. Thank you for your time. Again, for more information about the Scholarship Roadmap for Change, go to nywici.org. I definitely say that URL in my dreams at this point after all these years. And thanks again to our guests. And thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Women Heard, presented by New York Women in Communications. I'm your host, Julie Hochkaiser-Ilkovich. Thank you to our incredible producer, Liz Roberts, and the amazing team that works on this podcast. Chelsea Orcutt, Chrisanne Grisey, Mandy Carr, Alex Fetter, who wrote our original theme music, and all of the wonderful volunteers on the podcast committee. A special thank you to Donna Jean Plant and everyone at New York Wiki who supports us. For more information about New York Women in Communications, including how to join and all about upcoming events, go to nywiki.org. That's nywici.org. And please take a moment to rate and review our show wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.